All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Yeah, I don't think anybody has. I don't know anybody who does that. And anyone who believes that anyone that I know, that I trust and love, would beat dogs is just ridiculous. Oh my God! Rick beat his dog! That so did not happen. Yes, he said he beats dogs. But don't we all? Now there, I just said that. Do you think I beat my dogs? No! My God. All right. Let's see. What else do I want to get to? I don't have a ton today. I'm not going to lie to you. It's slim pickings. I do have this story. Now, this is actually an interesting story about dogs. And I've seen this. This has been happening a lot lately. And I still can't get to the bottom of why it happens. And I promise to not blow your ears out this time. When I play you the audio of this story. There's been a lot of stories about, like, there was one story that I just heard on the news during Q100 of a family, a mom and a son who had like 56 dogs. And the authorities went in there because there was a smell of dogs, smell of death. And there was a bunch of the dogs had died. And, you know, they got, like, parvo and shit. Everyone's all fucked up. And that's one story. And, you know, now that's interesting to me. Jahmyr Gibbs getting a dog is not, like, an interesting story. And then this guy. Excuse me. I don't know what my problem is today. This guy, he's living in his truck with 17 dogs. What the hell? Hold on a second here. I want to make sure I don't blow your ears out.
A dozen dogs are being cared for at the Kent County Animal Shelter.
Okay, now that's too low. Let me do that Walker. Again.
News 8's Adrian Adoria is following the case and is live in the
difficult.
Studio.
I don't want to get people pissed off at me.
First tonight, over a dozen dogs are being cared for at the Kent County Animal Shelter after they were found living in a truck in Walker.
News 8's Adrian Adoria is following the case and is live in the studio. Adriana, how did deputies learn about the dogs?
Amber, deputies say a person saw something that didn't look right and they reached out to them. That's how they...
Yeah. See something, say something. That's what I do. I don't second guess. If there's something that I suspected... That's similar to the time that I saw... Before I get to this story, it just popped in my brain. I was in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and I was at the hotel, whatever, getting a fucking who knows what from the desk. But there was an old man in front of me with what looked like a young girl, and she looked like she had she was being trafficked. And she wasn't saying a word, and she looked pissed off. Now, that was either a pissed off girl with her dad or a girl being trafficked. And I convinced myself that she was being trafficked. So I called the cops. And the cops came out and I explained to them what was up. And then I went on my way. And for the rest of the day, I was way worried about what happened. Well, the cops called me back. And they said, yeah, we intercepted the guy. And I thought for sure this was going to be because she used the word intercepted, you know. Oh, we got him. We got the bad guy. She goes, yeah, that was the dad, and that was his daughter. And, yeah, thanks anyway. Can you imagine being that guy, that dad, and the cops come up to you and think that you're trafficking this chick? Oh, boy. Oh, no. I don't care. Fuck that shit. See something, say something. Fucking Chris Swanson, Ghost. Ring True, all that shit.
Say a person saw something that didn't look right and they reached out to them. That's how they found out about this incident. And it's situations like these that the animal shelter wants to urge people to seek help if they need it before it gets to this point. The Kent County Sheriff's Office says animal control officers were sent to a small strip mall along Alpine Avenue near I-96 after someone expressed concerns about several animals living in a pickup truck. When officers arrived, they found 17 dogs living in that truck with their owner.
Part of animal control's job is to ensure the care of each animal in our county, so we are very appreciative that the citizen noticed something wasn't right and called us. That way we could address it and get the dogs the proper care that they need.
While the sheriff's office could not comment on the dogs' conditions, they say they are being cared for.
How does homeless guy procure 17 dogs? Is he like picking up strays? Is he homeless guy with big heart?
Or at the Kent County Animal
Shelter. Is this what he eats?
Shelter as the investigation continues.
We just really never know what's going to show up at our door. And an additional 17 dogs definitely puts a strain on all of our resources and all of our space. But we have an amazing group of staff and volunteers that are really dedicated, and we make it work. At this time, they're being cared for by our staff and our medical team. And we provide really great care to everybody, every animal. That
imagine if Rick is in the background cleaning one of the cages.
Comes into our shelter.
Sergeant Gilbert told News 8 that Animal Control has investigated a total of 28 animal cruelty cases since January. That is down about 6 cases since this time last year. And while the numbers are down, it's something that the Kent County Animal Shelter says are situations that often compound over time.
Every one of those dogs, look at that shepherd. Every one of those dogs has a face like, take me home.
When you get into 10, 11, 12, up to that 17, 20 dogs, I imagine like the veterinary care in itself must be thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year. And I don't know that there's a lot of families that are really well set up to be able to have and keep that many pets. No. So I think it probably starts small with a lot of people and then sometimes it grows.
Yeah, but this is a homeless loser.
And I think if some people tend to get overwhelmed.
Maybe that's how he became homeless.
The animal shelter offers a variety of different resources to those struggling to take care of their pets. But they say it starts with asking for help.
If you are struggling to provide for your pets, whether it's one pet or 10 pets or however many pets, reach out and see if there's any resources we can provide. The best way to prevent these things from happening is to really identify and help.
I don't want to hear about this. I want to hear about the guy. Goddamn. I know it can get quite pricey. Donko says, this is Eric in 10 years, 20 dogs, and a piece of shit fraud bus. Yeah, at our house, it's every day there's something new coming from Chewy.com. And the costs are astronomical. The food alone, like one bag of the food that Bruce and Benny eats is like $120, one bag. Cause it's like special formulated. It's a pharmaceutical for dogs with allergies, you know, just to feed him. Those two alone is big money. Not to mention all the meds, the trips to the vet. We're talking thousands of dollars a year. David says, get Chewy as a sponsor as you can recoup your money. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think they need it. I don't think we will have four. Again, we stumbled into four dogs. It wasn't by. We didn't like plan to have four dogs. We plan to have three, so that's not a lot less. But, you know, Benny was the one that just showed up on the scene because of my daughter. But I said to the kids, I go, I'm not having four dogs anymore. In fact, three is too many. There is going to come a time when some pooches go to the Rainbow Bridge. Now, it's all in theory. I could say it right now, just two. But they're going to hassle me. and try to convince me to get at least three. Bob says, I hate you. I have to sling Chewy boxes. You know, I've thought about that because not only do you have to sling the food, the bad shit is the cat litter. It's absurdly difficult to handle those boxes because they're in the box and they don't, like, there's wiggle room in the box. So this heavy fucking load of litter shifts. And I would be surprised if you've been injured by hauling those goddamn cat litter boxes around. Chris says it probably had the guy probably had the dogs before he became homeless. Ugh, God. I don't know. It sounds like a hoarding scenario to me. All right. Oh, my God. This is the scenario that I saw. Oh God, it might not be here now. No, here it is. Okay. Some activist who was protesting the war between Israel and Gaza went to a restaurant and started ripping down the flags, except they weren't like Israeli flags. Like, you go to the restaurant and it had, like, you know, those small flags on a ribbon or on like a string. It's a Greek restaurant. So they've got Greek flags all around the thing. Well, this stupid bitch who thinks, you know, is of the opinion that it's genocide going on, as with the Israelis fucking destroying everything in Gaza. This chick is... takes it, even if it was Israeli flags, you don't fucking touch that shit. You leave it alone. It's not yours. What the fuck is wrong with you? She mistakes the Greek flag for an Israeli flag. It starts ripping it down and she's recording herself doing it. And the people in the restaurant are like, what the fuck?
Look at that shit. And I'm about to come back and put Free Palestine too. Free Palestine, bitch. Look, what you looking at? You know damn well there's a genocide. You know there's a genocide. Now stop it. I'm taking this shit down. I believe this one.
I don't even hear it.
Down right here. What are they gonna do? They can't do nothing.
What are they gonna do? That? Well, no, you've definitely trespassed.
I don't stand for it. I don't stand for it. I don't stand for this. There's genocide, and I don't stand for Zionism. In Montclair, I don't support it.
Montclair, New Jersey.
There's a genocide. You know,
explains a lot.
Know that, right?
I don't know why I said that. I have no idea if Montclair is stupid.
They're killing children. What's the purpose? Be proud of your heritage. Y'all understand there's a genocide, right?
They are so confused. Did you see this guy here, this Greek kid? His name is probably Perry Sloppidopoulos. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wait a minute. You understand, right? There's nothing against people who are Jewish, but this is not okay.
This is Greeky.
Who's this?
This is Greeky.
What? Really?
Greeky.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Israel. My bad. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Look,
it looked like Israel.
Okay, well,
you want it back?
She's already destroyed it.
Well, I did it already.
This is not okay.
Are you trying? Let me look this up right.
Okay, I thought I saw a phone number there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Put in a call to this restaurant. Something Euros. Watch your ears. was calling about the dumb bitch who ripped down your flags.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, but, hey, did she pay for them?
I'm not really sure. This, like, happened months ago, so they... like, it was published yesterday, but this happened months ago, and I wasn't even working here yet. Like, the owner already handled it. Okay. And I think she already, she already put a statement out also.
Okay.
The video went viral yesterday because the girl published it yesterday, but it happened months ago.
So, you mean the girl who shot the video posted the own video?
Yeah.
Well, she's so stupid.
Yeah, it's very stupid.
Oh my God! What is the specials today?
I'm not sure. Like, they're like investigating more because now they have proof. That's all I know. Honestly.
No. I meant like what's the specials at the restaurant today?
Oh no, we're open. We're open regularly.
All right, good deal. I love you guys. I love your euros.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye. Okay. Rest in peace to your ears again. I see the comments. Chris says, oh, she's stupid too. A lot of stupid people today, isn't there? I'm one of them for destroying your ears. I think I need to be asshole of the day. I don't know if it comes out that hot on the audio podcast. I think it's more like on this platform when you have like the earbuds in. All right, man. Bob says, oh man, I want a euro. I do too. You know, I got to go head over to Mr. Burgers and get one. Zane, did you see the Mexicans grilling Trump last night? No, I didn't. I didn't see that. I don't know how any Latino person can vote for Trump. I mean, like even one. How can even one Latino person vote for Trump? He has a strong contingency of Mexican Americans who will vote for him. And I don't know how. Chris says Arby's has surprisingly good gyros. Are they lamb or beef or a blend? You know, isn't it true that you got to get the meat off that fucking thing that rotates, the big tube, and you just like hack off pieces of it? They got that at the ballpark too, where the local baseball team plays. Excuse me. Euro, not Euro. I don't care what anybody says. Did I say euro? I didn't mean to if I did. It's a euro, right? Like it's spelled G-Y-R-O. Are you saying gyro? Are you one of those people that calls it a gyro? I'm never sure anymore. I'm also concerned that if I talk to Kenny, he's going to say something like, ah, man, that's not true. Yeah, I know. Or do you say gyro? I'm pretty sure that food is called a gyro. Like, that's how it's pronounced. Chris says Kenny is implying, Chris has a Kenny to English translation book, and he says Kenny is implying a hard G. Well, that is the least surprising thing that we are going to hear today, that Kenny would call it a gyro. That requires no further explanation. I understand that. Corey says, Kenny, do you say GIF or JIF for a small moving picture? Oh, no, not this again. I can't take that. Okay. Thanks, as always, to these partners A&E Heating and Cooling, Joe Martinez, is I got a message from Chris U. And he reached out to me. He's subject line. I just want to say your show brings me laugh and brings me so much joy. However, when it comes to sports, Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling is retarded. Now, I don't know about that. I can't say Joe is retarded. Michigan is in action this week. And because of the bombastic slant Joe Martinez has had for some time, people on here that are also Michigan fans, like I think Jeremy, or maybe it was Chris, I forget who, are actually rooting against Michigan, even though they're Michigan fans. That's what Joe Martinez has done with his trolling. Michigan travels to Illinois, who has... is 4-1 this year, but you never know. They've done that before. 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, Michigan and Illinois. I can't tell who's favored. I don't have my glasses in front of me. I think Illinois is favored by 3.5. I think Michigan wins that game. Jeremy says, huge Michigan fan here. Let's go, Illinois. Kevin Kuypers is here. He's cheering on Michigan. Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579. You can get a tune-up and a diagnostic test for your furnace for free. Joe Martinez teams up with DTE Energy, and that's how this is going on. You get it for free. So call, schedule. No money leaves your pocket for these great services. The only catch is you can't have done this in the last 2 years. 616-516-8579. Call today. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Open enrollment is underway. Frank can help you out with Obamacare. Just reach out at buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. Frank helps you get into the best policy, whether you are self-employed, in between jobs, or perhaps your employer does not offer insurance. You can get covered right now. By the end of the day, you can get covered. Just go to buyinsurancehere.com, fill out the form, and Frank will take care of the rest. It's that simple. He is the absolute best at this, and he can help you today. Just go to buyinsurancehere.com, and the best part, Frank doesn't charge. He is a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. He gets paid by the insurance companies, and he wants to put you into a policy that he represents. You got the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage from anywhere in the U.S. Finance your home. Get a mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. NMLS number 3035. Let Mario roll out the red carpet for you. First time home buyer? Doesn't matter. Mario can help. 231-332-6505. My last sponsor to talk about, because I will be short today. This is not going to be a 2-hour show. I can promise you that. My friends at EstateWise, talking about Zach Marco. So important to make sure that you have your estate planning taken care of. If you have a home, if you have a car, 2 cars, and you pass away, all of those things need to be in your estate plan. If not, they go into probate, and then your loved ones have to petition the court, which takes time and money, sometimes a lot of time, and people who you don't necessarily want to have your stuff can actually try to get it, and in a lot of cases, successful. All of this doesn't happen if you have a sound estate plan in place. EstateWise can make that happen. Call or text Zach Marco, 616-540-7544. That is 616-540-7544 for EstateWise. You can also check them out online at estate-wise.com. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Hey everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Since Joe Biden got into office, he's been offering loan forgiveness. Now we are adding to the pile. $4.5 billion now in debt relief has been offered. So young people decide, yeah, I'm going to go to school. They take some loans. They get their education. They start out their post-education in the hole, $100,000. What should they do? Well, the president says, you don't need to pay that back anymore. That sounds so absurd to me. You work three jobs. You do what you got to do. It might take some time. But if you can't earn an extra 20 large on a side hustle in a year and then pay it off over 5 years, you're a fucking idiot. Okay? I don't accept this at all. My God. Oh, God. I don't know about this. Hold on. I just got a text from iHeart Grand Rapids. I just got the thumbs up to add your website to the big 101.3 website, even though it's off iHeart's internal system. Are you interested? And can I also get the headshot you use? Well, a headshot, yeah, but I don't know if I want to open up that Pandora's box. I don't like people in my radio world to know that I even do this shit. I mean, some of the shit I say on here, that is the first easiest way to get canceled. Fuck that. Yeah, I'm going to sidestep that one. I can't believe. A lot of times people who, like in this case, I doubt these folks know what I actually do on here and the things that I say. Because if they did, this would not be even discussed. God. Yeah, that's the beginning of the end. Like when I was talking with JC on the radio not long ago, and he started talking about the podcast. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want anybody to know that I do the podcast, unless if it's people who just find me through the podcast world. You can't have that type of cross-pollination. Can you imagine all those people north of the Hard Living Line listening to me talk shit about this, that, and the other thing, especially how much I hate Trump? They'd kick my ass. They'd fucking throw a Molotov cocktail through the window of the radio station. No thanks. David says, if you can't afford to pay for it, don't go to school, idiots. Piano Finger Banger calls me. He says, okay, boomer. Piano Finger Banger is suggesting that that is an ice cold take by me to, you know, pay back your loan. How? What's wrong with that? Wouldn't it be nice if you borrowed the money, got into your career, got settled, and just paid it back? What makes you think you're entitled to that more so than, let's say, Nick here, who gets out of high school and trains himself in various trades, becomes skilled, and he doesn't take one dime of the government's money? That's not fair to him or anybody else who does that same thing. That's bullshit. It also encourages twats like you. Oh, I can't make any money. What am I going to do? I'm working 37 hours a week and I can't make enough to even eat tofu. Shit, I need the government to give me money to pay off my loans because I'm a fucking helpless idiot. Fuck you. Kenny writes, did anyone agree to a student loan thinking a magical genie was going to appear one day and make it their loan debts all disappear? Figure it out, you assholes. Corey says or choose a degree that would pay enough income for you to actually pay back your loans instead of getting in debt over a useless degree. Yeah, that's true. But I mean, you want to pay it off in a short order. So fuck it. Just get a second job. It's not a big deal. I do this all the fucking time. If you don't have enough money, make more. And you know what's great? Is nowadays, dumb fucks don't realize that they have the opportunity to work as much as they want with the gig economy. Okay? You don't have to, like, go out and grab the help wanted sign and go in and say, I'm here to work. You can do it on your own. And you can make that off very quickly. Like, let's say you borrow $20,000. Okay. Let's do it this way. 5 times 52. There's 260 work days, not weekends, in the week. So let's divide 20,000 by 260. That means every one of those work days, you need to make $76.92 a day on average. You go and put in 2.5 hours doing DoorDash, you're going to make that money. Fuck you. Don't even argue. Okay? I make that in one night at Bosco's Pub, $76. Okay? So fuck you and your I can't work, you little pussy. Piano Finger Banger says, do you realize schools in many other countries is free? Well, I think you wanted to write, do you realize schools in many other countries are free? I don't think you went to one. He says, what the fuck are we doing here? Yeah, well, I don't know. That's a problem that maybe that might be addressed, and it's a totally different thing. The fact of the matter is, go to another country then. I know Madison is debating that. And Madison says, yeah, I don't know if I want to pay the freight for a U.S. institution. I'm thinking about going to an accredited college in Canada. And it's not nearly as expensive. And I said, oh, okay. And then that's it. What I'm learning here is Piano Finger Banger is a child. This is a little, a feeble-minded little one is what this is. Shut up and quit whining. My God. IMKO says kids have been getting pushed into college like it's the 13th grade since I graduated in 08. College is a racket for most professions / degrees. No, it's not. Give me a break. That's what you need in order to get to the next level for the various positions that would be your life's work. It's not a racket. Sure, it's expensive, but you make a lifetime's worth of income from it. It should be expensive. My kids can go to college for free in Canada because I'm a quarter Native American, Corey says, and that's where the tribe is based. Well, good for you. Jeremy says, I think forgiving loans will be good for the economy. Instead of paying off inflated tuition costs with huge interest rates, that money could go to homes, cars, other things. I think it would stimulate the economy. You know what else would stimulate the economy? People paying off their debt. Piano Finger Banger says, I'm not whining at all. You are just very misinformed on this topic. Well, it's just an opinion. I don't know. You're the one who started it by calling me a boomer, ding dong. Okay, boomer. $4.5 billion in debt relief has been given to teachers, firefighters, and other service workers who've been paying on their loans for more than 10 years. Why would a firefighter have a student loan debt? Do you have to get a 4-year degree to be a firefighter? I thought you basically just had to know how to, like, make chili and, you know, polish the truck. Firefighters get their loans forgiven? I'm saying no to firefighters right now. And teachers, why should teachers get their loan forgiven? They work 4 months out of the year and make serious bank for those 4 months. Not to mention they've got 8 months off, which they could get another job. Bullshit. And then that whole racket that teachers say, well, yeah, but we have to pay for pencils and Kleenex and sawdust puke. Or puke sawdust. Yeah, screw that. The latest is 60,000 more public service workers are getting their loans forgiven. All right. Well, so the folks who are getting their loans forgiven, along with all of this, the Biden administration has forgiven $56.5 billion through the income-driven repayment program. So basically, based on how much money you make, that's how much you were paying off in your loan. Also, $28.7 billion for those who were defrauded by their schools. Wow. And $16.2 billion for individuals with permanent disabilities. Yeah, I don't know. Day one, an easy plan for America. I'm going to take all those numbers, add it up, and say no, and draw a red line through it and pocket that money. The U.S. is going to pocket that money, and we're going to start building F-22s again. Jeremy says, make sure you don't forget the hardest firefighter course, Petting Dalmatians 305. Amy says the class Advanced Chili Making 201. Piano Finger Banger says, what is this quote? I suffered, therefore everyone younger than me should suffer too. Bullshit. It's not bullshit, idiot. It's fucking fair. Are you telling me that everybody else who paid off their fucking student loans, we don't get anything? That's bullshit. Now, what you said is bullshit, okay? Don't give me that. EZ hates teachers, firefighters, Catholics, a certain RV manufacturer, and what else? Nader says, I think there's more to this story. When the companies providing the loans found guilty of unfair practices and because it was institutional, the scope was too large for a lawsuit? Yeah, I don't know about that. Fake Freebeer says, if the schools and the financial institutions paid the bill and not the taxpayers, then I'd be okay with it. No. Showbro Michael goes with, I can tell you how much I paid, and it was just interest and principal, never moved over 8 years. Well, yeah, that's because you weren't paying more. You got to pay it down. Like I said, get a second job, earning $20,000 a year, and it's easier than ever to get that job and go work it and stick to it. And it's a long race, but you can do it, and you will do it. And you pay that shit off, and then you're proud of yourself. Okay? That's what you do. Um, Amy says, don't forget about beginner Dalmatian petting 101 and Dalmatian grooming 201. All shit firemen have to know. Let's be honest here. Firemen and teachers are overpaid. Incredibly. In fact, being a radio star on Big 101.3, firemen should only be making about half of what I make on Big 101.3, which is $12 an hour. So they should be making $6 an hour. Who the hell can't turn on water and point it at a fire? Showbro Michael says, I'm now in a save program and down to $100 a month, but another 8 years, loans forgiven. Would you just go and pay that off? This is what I want you to do. The same way I made Jeremy lose all that weight, I want you to do this. I don't want to hear from you until you tell me that you are putting in 10 hours a week on a part-time job. All right? I want you to put in a minimum of 10 hours a week doing some fucking gig economy job and get it done. Pay this shit off, you dumbass. He says I work 50 hours a week. But so what? Do it on the weekend. Get out of debt, you idiot. God damn. Embarrassing. Knock that shit off. I'm sick to my stomach. Corey says there's more than a week than I can't read it. It's written so poorly. I want to read your comments, but you do such a bad job at it that I can't even read it. It's horrible. Okay, it's time for the asshole of the day today. Boy, we got a lot of candidates. Dog hoarders. Let's see. People. This is long. I apologize. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Join them for their Dog Days of Fall Festival. Asshole of the day, people who want loans forgiven. Pay your loans, you stupid deadbeat slobs. Fuck you. All right. Molly says, are you ending early? Yeah, I am ending early today. I am out of material, unfortunately. So I have to go back, regroup, and get more, and then do the Patreon, and I will. So my apologies for that. I'd like to go 2 hours, but I'm not able to do it. Otherwise, I'll just sit here and not really say anything. And I don't want to waste anybody's time with me being like an idiot. But thank you so much, regardless, for being here. For this, Molly says, just yell at people. I've done that enough. I'm tired of yelling. I don't want to yell anymore. Okay. That's going to do it for me. Rest in peace to your ears. Oh, my God, your poor ears. Jesus. All right. Don't forget, it's a Big Fraud Thursday. Join us for that. Who are these free beers? And then, of course, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Later on, the Patreon bonus podcast. Thank you, folks. Bye-bye.